Blog Talk Radio.
Joining us, this is Kitchen Politics 123 Radio Show. I'm David Franklin in New Mexico.
Hi, good evening, everyone. This is Lori Pica in Michigan, and I hope everyone is doing well. We're ready to go.
Yes, hope everybody is doing well. And it's a season 4, episode 17. The show title is Showing Off is a Fool's Idea of Glory. As we all know, the CPAC is holding their Senate annual convention, with the usual lunacy prevailing. Speaker after speaker gets nuttier and nuttier and more frightful. Many of the 2024 GOP presidential hopefuls, some have announced, some have not announced, say that are going to skip this year as it's a Trump get-together to worship their orange idol and false prophet. The delusional grandstanding by them is both hilarious and creepy at the same time, as it seems that they're living in an Orwellian alternate universe. You know, speaking of alternate universe, George Conway, bless him, is divorcing Kellyanne Conway. She's a nut job. And the Republican House majority continues with their buffoonery and fuckery. We have a long way to go to 2024. These and other things we want to talk about tonight as we try to make sense of the Republican right-wing nonsense. Glad you could be here as we talk about politics, American pop culture, and news affecting the globe in the world today, around the world. So thank you for following, commenting, and subscribing at facebook.com/kitchenpolitics123. And we'll also thank you for visiting our new website, which is www.kitchenpolitics123.com. Articles will be coming soon, and there's a section also for recipes. So different types of recipes from around the world. So, you know, pretty soon, you know, it's going to be like flying. It's going to be busy. So call in tonight, 515-605-9802. Say your first name and where you're calling from. And so please, for the life of God, mute the television because it causes bad feedback for us, the hosts, and listeners alike. So, as I said, this is Kitchen Politics 123 Radio Show. I'm David Franklin, and with Laura Picarella, and we're not antisocial, just stupid. Let's get cooking. All right, Laura, where should we start now?
Well, the weekend was insane with CPAC. I kind of paid a little bit of attention, because I wanted to see how off the rails they were, and they were definitely off the rails. We have Michael Knowles. He was one of the CPAC's CPAC speakers, and he's a right-wing commentator, by the way, and he, you know, went, he's a right-wing commentator for the Daily Wire, and he went off to say transgenderism must be eradicated from public life entirely. He added, for the good of society. You know, it's first of all, who is he? Who does he think he is to make that kind of a broad statement like that? He can say, well, for myself, I would like to have it eradicated, but not for the well-being and the good of society, because he cannot speak for society. He doesn't know what society wants. And if society is okay with, you know, LGBTQ and whatever else they're okay with, and they're not bothering you on your front lawn or knocking on your door, leave them alone. They're not hurting anybody. Mm-hmm. And they just want to, all they want to do is stir up trouble, make more trouble, because they are not taking care of America's real problems. And they don't want to.
Yeah.
They just want to be
and a clown like Michael Laws, when the mainstream media and everybody called him out on it, he plays victim and everything, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just bizarre. It just gets more and more bizarre daily as time goes by.
Mm-hmm.
This CPAC garbage, you know? And I don't know if you saw the Trump keynote address at CPAC, you know, where he was saying that, oh, yes, you know, he's the only one who could stop World War III from happening.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's all about him again.
Yeah.
You know? And
of course.
He said that when he was president. Oh, you know, Putin didn't invade anywhere. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Jesus, these people are delusional. They live in an Orwellian world, you know? And Donald Trump Jr., the grifter and huckster that he is, you know, as usual, like father, like son, they just got all over the place. Not making any sense. Nobody likes them, and nobody will vote for them. You know, they're just trashy, disgusting people. Mm-hmm.
It's disgusting. And by the way, the seats were only filled about 45% all weekend, is what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
So CPAC really was a bust, and to waste time talking about it, it's really a waste of time. Because we know they are only, and I will say it again, just like I think Marjorie Taylor Greene is nothing but a fire starter and then has no solution for the danger that she causes and the fires that she starts. She doesn't know how to put them out. She just gets up and walks away. And this is what they are doing. But I have watched many videos and also on television how Democrats are fighting back, and they are not allowing them to take over and, you know, fill the garbage cans up with everything. They have not come up with any proposals that are worthwhile, and they have told them that. And, you know, it's beyond disgusting that they have to spend their days arguing with these Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
Day in and day out, because they truly do not know the laws. They do not know how to govern, and it's disgraceful. But they are, the Democrats are holding their own, and I am proud for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good thing. So speaking of Democrats, what do you think about Marianne, what's her name? I can't remember her name, though. Marianne. She claims that she's running for the Democratic nomination. Marianne Williamson, that's her name.
Well, yes, Williamson is her name,
yes. Yes, yes. You know, what's her deal, you know?
I don't know much about her, but I do remember when she ran, she was very, didn't she run? She did run last time, right? And she was very quiet. Her name is Marianne Williamson. She's, you know, decided to run. and she, let me see what, see, she is a self, she is a self-help author whose 2020 mm-hmm. White House campaign featured more quirky calls for spiritual healing than actual voter support. Launched another mm-hmm. long shot presidency on Saturday, becoming the first Democrat mm-hmm. to formally challenge Joe Biden for the 2024 nomination. Mm-hmm. We are upset mm-hmm. about this country, he said. We're worried about this country. Williamson told a crowd of about 600 at a kickoff in the nation's capital. It's our job to create mm-hmm. a vision of justice and love that is so powerful that it will override the forces of hatred, injustice, and fear. Mm-hmm. Well, all of that is really pretty sounding, but it won't work mm-hmm. in the climate no. we're in right now. Those words will not no. stand. That's
yeah,
the bottom
yeah.
line.
She should stop wasting. She should stop wasting everybody's time, and
right.
You know, run for Congress,
right.
run for something else. Well, not
yeah.
president. Nobody
yeah.
knows. Nobody cares about her.
Yeah, run for
so,
mayor or something. You know, run
yes,
for a mayor
yes,
or
you know,
school board
mm-hmm.
or something. Yeah.
Right, exactly.
No.
So CPAC, I want to play this little snippet about, you hear the different speakers at CPAC, and listen to all
mm-hmm.
the craziness that comes out of CPAC.
Mm-hmm.
It's frightening, truly frightening.
If you did draw up an evil plan to destroy our country, here's what it would look like. Is Joe Biden the legitimate president of the United States?
They want one gender.
No, you don't, and that's racist.
Barack Hussein Obama.
Seeing their fully formed baby floating there in the toilet.
And I'm sick and tired hearing about the family separation. And I'm still being sued over that, so I don't give a shit.
Ladies and gentlemen, Don Lemon is past his prime time.
The left have so many news choices. The conservatives only have one.
How many people in this room have been censored?
Did you look at the evolution of
humanity? We all have equal justice under law, or at least we did until Joe Biden's gang of thugs moved into the White House.
The Biden administration sucks.
Hunter Biden laptop.
I fear our government is being run by a bunch of spectacularly incompetent neo-Marxists.
They're Marxists.
It's a socialist.
Oh, you wouldn't forget socialism.
Their bizarre, creepy, un-American agenda.
We need to abolish the APS, by the way. Yes, we do. The Department of Education, which, by the way, should be abolished. Do you think America's a horrible place?
This is big tech. Break them up, bust them up, put them in jail.
They are coming in and moving into our homes with TikTok.
Thank God Elon Musk bought Twitter.
I would never advocate hunting the media for sport.
Creator of Liz, the TikTok, Chaya Rachik.
Chaya is now the author of a brand new children's book.
Up next, stacking the woke playbook.
My pronouns are him and he, and there isn't any other.
I identify as he.
We nauseously woke people.
Bathroom. Say that one word.
Flush my child down the toilet.
Get all sorts of crazy, scary crap cable.
Salute the American flag.
Does anybody remember the movie Dr. Strange?
They were so mad that on that CPAC today.
They despise you personally, and they lied to us about every single thing about COVID.
You have definitely raised the IQ level in Washington, D.C. by just being here.
Also, I'll tell you something, I told President Trump, he comes back, I come back, he fixes his shit.
Wow. Okay. That was crazy.
Mm-hmm. That was just a comedy
yeah,
skit
yeah.
in my eyes. That's all.
Yeah,
it was.
Pretty much. Yes, it was. Yeah,
I'm
all for this country. I'm all for this country because imagine if these assholes come back in power in 2024, have both houses and chambers of Congress. Have the presidency and have a majority in the Supreme Court. I mean, the shit show that will happen, you know?
Well,
this is just going to turn it, basically.
Yeah, I mean, we will no longer have a democracy, that is for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the one thing that I would say would happen automatically. We would not have a democracy.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically what they're going towards. If you really
mm-hmm.
are paying attention to what they're saying, that is what they're going for. No one will be safe.
Yeah, so
no.
Yeah, what free cars lined up and everything. So when you call in, ladies and gentlemen, the number is 515-605-9802. Say your first name, where you're calling from, and turn off your TVs or anything in the background that cause terrible feedback and noise. Okay, welcome to Kitchen Politics 123. What's cooking tonight? Is this Elaine?
Yes, it is. Good evening.
Hi, Elaine.
Hello, Elaine.
How are
you? You just cut out. Are you still there?
Yeah,
oh, yes,
there?
Yes, still there. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just listening right now.
Okay.
Oh, okay, no problem. Let's get on the call. Mary Beth, calling from Flint, Michigan. Hello, Mary Beth. How are you tonight? What do you want to talk about?
Hi.
Me?
How are you?
I'm here. I'm listening to you.
Oh, okay.
You're right. There's not going to be any Democrat democracy
Pardon?
Anymore. I agree.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is why we have to keep, paying attention and keep just saying it the way that it is. They are trying to kill our democracy. There is no doubt about it. They want the power, they want to pay taxes, and they want slave labor. Bottom line. And
we pay taxes to the rich here in Flint, so hey.
Yeah. Yeah.
To what they own, personally own. Nope. It's the bizarrest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah. I know.
And in Florida, my sister lives there, and they just privatized the DMV. They said they'd save the state money by privatizing it, but what they did is shut most of them down, and it's hard to find a place. She said it's hard to get your license and tags. They make it all terrible now. It's worse than ever.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that is, Governor DeSantis in Florida. And we do plan on talking about some of the things that he's doing in the state that is a danger to the rest of the country. In a few minutes,
They got the worst water pollution in Florida, if you can believe that, than anywhere.
Yes, that red, the red tide that we keep talking about and everything.
Yeah.
And
the sugar plantations.
DeSantis, I was talking about woke is where Florida is where woke come to die. Well, let me tell you something, Governor DeSantis. We're in a woke mob. And we're a large, well-informed group of people with basic empathy, compassionate, committed to dismantling injustices, making the world a better place for all of humankind. So you're an asshole. You'll never be president of the United States. You may win a nomination, if you won't run one-on-one with Trump, but you'll never be president of the United States, okay? So, DeSantis is just pure evil. He's just a more slick version of Trump.
Well, yeah. And I will add, I will add about him is that, and I've said this before, he is more razor sharp than Trump is. He's more, I think he's more vindictive. Like what he did to Disney, that was revenge. That was definitely.
What did he do to
that.
Disney? I didn't hear that one.
Oh, let me pull up the article. He repealed its tax status, and that's going to hurt the taxpayers.
Oh yeah.
And he appointed 5 conservatives to oversee Disney now, to oversee. The things that they were able to do, like fix their roads and clean their park and all that stuff, they took care of everything themselves. Now they have to have permission from this committee of 5 conservatives. So basically Disney is going to be under DeSantis' thumb. I don't know how Disney is going to react. I don't know how Disney is going to react with this. I really don't.
Do they own Disney now or what?
They don't own Disney.
No.
They don't own Disney. They just are, they basically, how do I explain it? They had a status
board
that was
members.
Called Independent Special District. And so they basically did their own, like I said, they did their own garbage pickup. They took care of their own roads. They paid their own tax. They told, you know, they would say, we're going to pay this much tax, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
They did all of that on their own. They were like their own entity. I don't know how else to explain it. So
right.
Now he is upset with them because when he did the, remember when he talked about, well, first of all, banning books and the woke and all of that. Well, Disney has 80,000 employees, and a lot of them are, you know, they're trans. Some of them are gay. Some of them are lesbian. And also, they are more open to society, let's say. And
mm-hmm.
he didn't like that. And he spoke, and Disney spoke against what he was doing. And this
mm-hmm.
is his revenge on Disney.
Oh, geez.
That's the easiest way to try to explain it. Back
mm-hmm.
in 1997, Disney gained near total control over its theme park and other attractions when the state designated the area as the District Improvement District. The land measures 25,000 acres, nearly 4 miles in Central Florida. It operates like a county government, building and maintaining municipal services like electricity, water, roads, providing police and fire protection. It even taxes itself. So the setup was intended to give Disney autonomy while relieving the counties of paying for new services and infrastructure in what was remote and a rural area at the time. So it was good for the people and the taxpayers because they took care of themselves. So now, who's going to pay this?
Who knows?
That's the question.
I know something.
That's why
I'm
you know something?
Mm-hmm.
If Republicans like the Sanders, if they're
uh-huh.
banning books like The Handmaid's Tale or To Kill a
mm-hmm.
Mockingbird, with the whole bunch,
mm-hmm.
you know, shitty books like Mein Kampf by Adolf Hitler and Eternal Diaries, you know, I
mm-hmm.
don't think you have to think hard out there about what their agenda is. You know,
no.
Their agenda is white nationalism,
no.
right-wing evangelical bullshit, you know, and the people
yeah.
should rail against that.
No, absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, absolutely. And Florida is basically, if you think about it, Florida is basically
mm-hmm.
the, how do I put it, it's going to be the stamp. It's kind of like the experiment right now in Florida is
mm-hmm.
what I think, it seems to me what they're trying to do is use Florida as an example or a stamp, so to speak. And if this all works in Florida, believe me, other states are going to do the same thing. And they already are starting
mm-hmm.
to do the same thing. Now, here's a rundown
mm-hmm.
of what Florida has done. These are the proposed bills. First one is, this bill is proposed. It is called HB 991. It's a defamation and libel bill. So I guess if you were to speak against, let's say, a public figure or a governor or say your piece on TV, this bill could get you sued. The next one is the SB 1316 blogger registration bill. So if you're
mm-hmm.
a news reporter, a blogger, you do anything with the news, you have to basically be registered. And then what you blog
mm-hmm.
or what you write has to be okay by you know who.
Mm-hmm.
Also,
yes,
they have a ban. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
They have a ban on diversity and equity programs at public universities. Expansion of Don't Say Gay to pre-K, eighth grade, and banning preferred pronouns in school. Those are the proposed
mm-hmm.
bills. Now, the ones that have been signed into law is End Disney's Self-Governing State, 2023,
mm-hmm.
Don't Say Gay,
mm-hmm.
2022, Stop Woke Act, 2022, Restrictions on School Library Materials, 2022, Social Media Big Tech Censorship, 2022, Prohibited protest residences, meaning your home, 2022,
mm-hmm.
and anti-riot
mm-hmm.
law, 2021. So think about that. So he talks about
mm.
freedom in his new book. And it's
back
exact...
in 1992, the city of Sterling Heights passed an ordinance that you cannot mm-hmm. protest in front of a person's house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Damn it.
Well, I'm
yep.
talking 1992.
Yep.
This has been coming
mm-hmm.
into fruition for some time, and the
yep.
people have had
mm-hmm.
their eyes closed.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Nobody knows about that.
That came during
like
the
said,
newspaper strike, when the strikers were trying to put attention to the people that were crossing the picket line. They were having
mm-hmm.
peaceful demonstrations
yep.
in front
mm-hmm.
of the people's houses that were stabbed.
Huh.
Yep.
Not
mm-hmm.
a nice term, but they aren't nice people. So the
that
city of Sterling Heights at that time, which was basically Republicans,
mm-hmm.
passed
mm-hmm.
an ordinance, which is against the First Amendment, that you
mm-hmm.
no longer can protest in front of a person's house. And I mentioned
well,
to one
yeah.
of the council
people,
people at the time that you are
mm-hmm.
opening Pandora's box, because if you decide
mm-hmm.
to protest against something you don't like, you're going to be told
mm-hmm.
no.
Yeah.
And probably put in jail.
But that started,
you know,
this crap started in 1992. And guess who was the leader of the pack? Knight Ritter out of Florida and Gannett.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Two
mm-hmm.
newspaper giants.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So I think the
right.
people of this country had better open their eyes.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, because, you know, listen, when Republicans defending a serial liar like George Sanders, I'm going to throw Liz
mm-hmm.
Cheney out of the Republican Party for telling the truth.
Right.
That's everything
right.
you need to know about today's Republican Party. Not
yeah.
Republican Party, Eichenmore or Lincoln, you know, but they're
yeah.
just a bunch of Nazis, basically. And I don't care who listening
yeah.
and get offended by that. They're a bunch of fucking Nazis, and I need to go.
Yeah.
You know, stop being offended
yeah.
by Facebook posts and, you know, a piece of art. Or people displaying affection, whether it's two gay people or two straight people, or what somebody said to you. Stop being offended by that. Be offended by poverty,
yeah.
war, greed, injustice. And there's a lot of greed
yeah.
and injustice happening in America now. You know? And we should stop this. We should get together and fight this bullshit. Because what's happening, for example, in Missouri? Missouri made it federal law that if you protest, you can go to prison.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's against the First
yeah.
Amendment, for example. You know, Florida
yeah.
trying to do the same damn thing. You know, and Marjorie Toilet Green from Georgia, one second, Marjorie Toilet Green is calling for a
mm-hmm.
national divorce, otherwise called a civil war. And if that's not grounds for removal from the Homeland Security Committee, then what the fuck is? Seriously.
I know. Yeah.
It seems
every
like the Constitution of the United States is written on a post note, a posted note. Second
yeah.
Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
That seems
yeah.
to be the only thing that the Constitution in their eyes consists of. The Second
yes,
Amendment.
That's the only amendment
yeah.
that holds dear to
they
their
might
heart.
As well rewrite it on a posted note.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you know, and then
yeah.
and then speaking of Marjorie Taylor Greene, she is going to introduce a resolution to declare Antifa as a terrorist organization.
Tifa. Yeah, I've read that one. Yeah, that's
mm-hmm.
interesting, isn't it? Antifa.
Yeah. Well, Antifa is not a group. Antifa is an idea.
No.
Antifa stands
no.
for anti-fascist. That's what the World
yes.
War II people that
yeah.
from America and the Allied powers went and normanded them and stormed the beach
right.
because they wanted to kill the fascists and, you know, liberate the whole of Europe.
Yeah.
Anti-fascist, Antifa.
Yeah.
You know, so
there
why against
no,
Antifa, the
no,
idea, there's not a group named Antifa.
Yes, David, you're absolutely right. It
mm-hmm.
is not a physical group.
Mm-hmm.
It just means anti-fascism. That's all it means. You're against
mm-hmm.
fascism.
Mm-hmm.
So she thinks
yeah.
it's a group, and she's going to waste time and taxpayer
mm-hmm.
money again. Every single day.
And then you have somebody like the Romney woman who's got all education up the wazoo, and she agrees with
mm-hmm.
Marjorie Taylor Greene.
I absolutely do not understand this insanity anymore. And if the majority of us people don't get off our asses and start doing something about it, we're in for a big shitting mess.
Oh, I know.
Yes, we are. Again,
I can't even think of any pretty words to describe it anymore.
I know.
Yeah, again, when you're calling people, turn down the TV and, you know, the electronic, whatever, background noise, turn it off or I'll mute it or cut you off. Okay, so I want to quote Ulysses Grant. He was the 18th president of the United States, and he was also a Republican. And he says, and I quote, "Leave the matter of religion to the family altar, the church, and a private school supported entirely by private contributions. Keep the church and the state forever separate." Ulysses Grant, 18th president of the United States, you know, and he, you know, he came after Lincoln. Lincoln was 16, he was 18. Yeah, you know, he was a wartime general from the Civil War and everything. He said that, you know, and then in the Constitution of the United States, it says there's a separation between church and state. What don't they understand about that? Thomas Jefferson, Ben Franklin, the signers of the Constitution, so there's no, there's a parway between religion and the state. But now these right-wing zealots, you know, want to, like, you know, mix the band too.
Well, you know, it isn't even that. They probably don't even go to church. They probably don't even have a Bible. They just use that word for their convenience so they can maybe get a vote from some poor Christian. Who knows? I don't know. It's just so ridiculous. You know, that is not what that is not what religion is for. You know, people, you don't need to go around and talk about your faith to anybody. As long as you know what your faith is, in your heart, in your mind, whatever you want to believe, if you want to, you know, worship birds, worship birds. It doesn't matter. Just, but they have gotten away with it for so long that people think that, oh, if you're a Christian, and you're talking about God and Jesus, you have to be a good person. Well, hell no, you don't have to be a good person. You just have to know how to be a good con artist. That's all you have to know how to be. Bottom line.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, and the thing about it is that these inbred right-wing Southern and Bible Belt people, it's like, I don't know what to say about these people anymore, because these very same people vote Republican for the how much years now, since, not Reconstruction, but since the 1960s, and the switch from being Democrat to Republican because of racism, basically.
Yeah.
The Nixon used a Southern strategy, and ever since 68 till now, it's like Republicans, everything that LBJ and JFK and Democratic president since 1929, after Herbert Hoover fucked everything up with no regulations and the stock market crash and everything went to hell. Democrats fought and built back America what we're at today for the most part.
Yeah.
I mean, so when people talk about, oh, you know, Republicans are fiscal conservatives. No, they're not, because I know Trump, 4 years, and the deficit went and ballooned to $7 trillion. You know, not billion, $1 trillion. You know, and
no,
so I don't want to, like, they want to talk about responsible spending, and if they don't get responsible cuts in Social Security and Medicare and whatever else, then they're going to hold the government hostage and lock down the government. And people depend on these things. They call it entitlement. It's not an entitlement. And yet still, these Southerners and these Bible Belt people still vote Republican after Republicans try to screw them over. I give up on these people.
Well, we know that Fox News, now we know for sure that Fox News is very guilty of a lot of what's happening in this. And other right-wing media, you know, like Newsmax and I don't know whoever else, because I don't listen to any of them. But we know that propaganda that they peddle, these people believe it. Because they talk at their level. They don't talk at a higher level. They talk at their level, a level that they will understand, you know. And the thing is, what we have to understand is under, you know, under Trump, you know, 25% of all the, you know, they talk about, you were just talking about inflation and debt and all of that. But when Trump was president, they contributed to 20% of all the debt in the United States, from George Washington to Joe Biden. And now they want to talk about inflation. You know? I mean, what happened? This is what happened.
It's all good and well to talk about inflation, but what are you going to do about inflation, high gas prices, you know, all that good stuff? You know, and this cultural war that DeSantis and others been playing, you know, we've been entertained on TV by drag the whole life. Men dressing as women, Mrs. Doubtfire, who else? Jamie Farr in that show, MASH, you know.
I mean, listen,
Milton Berle and Bing Crosby when they would play two women.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
so
like
what
do you
know?
Another one. You know, I mean, if you really look into our, you know, the history of our television programs that were mainstream, you know, a lot of them, at Red Skelton, he was another one. Because I looked some of them up, I thought, come on, in history, we've had this before. I know we have had this. And then
it wasn't
a
problem back then. I didn't bitch and scream about it. But
no.
All of a sudden, it's a problem. And the thing about it is cultural wars, it don't affect anybody in terms of like, oh, the gas prices, the food prices. You know, the people don't give a shit if you want to be gay or if you're gay, you're born that way. So be it. You know, and this thing about DeSantis saying that, oh, if you drink the water at Disney, you may turn gay or some bullshit. These people are out of their minds. Stop voting for these morons.
And these are the same people, David. These are the same people that you know, they are railing against, you know, the LGBTQ and, you know, the drag queens, and that's been around forever as well. I mean, I've never been, but so people enjoy that. They come, it's entertainment for them. Mm-hmm. But these are the same people that say that that's bad for their child, and they will, you know, bitch up a storm. But these are the same people that do not want their guns taken away, but they don't care if their child gets killed in school. They want, that's more important to them. Their guns are more important. This is the irony and the bullshit that we have to listen to on a daily basis.
You know,
there's no sense.
Added to which, when you worry about children in drag shows, you know, these same people that have the little daughters and you know, the little mini pageants, isn't that sexualizing children?
Absolutely.
You know, these right-wing nut jobs, you know, in bikini and two-piece and all that shit and heavy makeup, they're done and everything.
They're young. I mean, there's a difference between when you have dance, you know, you go to dance and you have your, you know, you go to dance and you have your shows and, you know, at the school and, you know, all of that. You do have nice costumes, nice dresses. But recycled, But pageants are different in my eyes. I see them differently. They have pressure put on them, these kids. And I mean big-time pressure. The way they walk, the way they talk, the way they're dressed, their makeup, everything. If you don't think that that can't be cruel to a child, give me a break. And some of these mothers, if their child loses, you know, that kid feels really bad.
Exactly. And the Honey Boo Boo shit, for example, the reality shows that I have now. You know? It's disgusting and ridiculous. 515-605-9802 is the number you call. Susie from Michigan. Hello.
Well, I think they protest too much. Maybe they're afraid they'll catch it.
Yeah.
Maybe they're closet gays, you know? I mean, that's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. They've been around since people have been around. It's something you cannot just decide to do yesterday, no matter what. It's just ridiculous. And nobody bothers you. I mean, and I went to one show. I think it was in Vegas or something, a drag show. Mm. It was fun. Even my dad went to one. Mm. He thought it was really cool. And you don't see kids in those things. Give me a break. Oh. They're so full of shit. It's ridiculous.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, plain, you know, they don't want their child exposed to that. Well, I don't want my child exposed to a gun. How's that?
Yeah.
But they can't. They can't read, you know, the history in their school, because if they mention slavery, heaven forbid, or killing Indians and, you know, putting them on reservations and taking their land away, that's horrible for kids, right?
Yeah, the
history is wrong. I mean, there are more teachers quitting now than ever.
Oh,
I just read an article between the parents going crazy on them, the wages suck, and they're not allowed to do anything. They're afraid to say anything in class. They're taking away their books and things that they've been teaching for years and years. It doesn't make any sense. So who wants to go to be a teacher? You study all that time, you sacrifice because you don't make a lot of money. You spend a lot of hours preparing for your class, correcting and all that stuff. I know because I've been there. And then you have parents coming at the board meetings and, you know, we're going to, you know, it reminds me of those old westerns where they come with fire and brimstone to the prisons, you know, and let them out, you know, that kind of thing. It's nuts. Yeah. They're going crazy.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's just.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to hear another crazy thing?
Hmm.
I read it before your class. Georgia wants to make legislation to have the government remove prosecutors, including like the Republican lieutenant governor who's under investigation, and he did something wrong. I forget what it was, and he's going to go to trial. Well, he could say, I don't want that prosecutor. I want this prosecutor. And you know which one he's going to pick.
Probably get rid of more liberal prosecutors.
Yeah, well, a Republican prosecutor, because, you know, he's Republican, so heaven forbid if he has a Democratic one that will follow the law, right? So now in Georgia, if they do it, you know, everybody else wants to do it too. So what kind of laws do we have? It sounds like Israel to me, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We're going in the wrong direction, and absolutely the wrong direction. There's no doubt.
Yeah. And you
no
know
doubt.
What, ladies? You'll never see any self-respecting drag queen dressed as Marjorie Toilet Green. She's so disgusting. That woman is so damn disgusting. Jesus, how could anybody love
her? Or Melania.
Or Melania, you're right. True.
Or Melania, yes, you're right.
I don't know what they're part of, you know. Like I had that old Italian guy said, you know, you can't go, you know, they're not practicing in our village. And his wife said, it's not catchy. Let them do what they want. They're not going
to
bother you. It isn't catchy.
To me, it's like these Republicans, these right wingers, these nut jobs, fantasize about gay sex. I don't know. Must be because
they're upset.
What's the word? Obsessed. They're obsessed with gay sex, you know?
Yeah.
And when you look on people like the different Congress people who run on family values and in the past former U.S. senators, tapping their toes on the bathroom stall in public restrooms, who call themselves Christian family values. Yeah, they're
pedophiles.
Look at raping that forehead, Matt Gaetz in Florida, for example. We'll have the receipts on that bitch. And yet he still serves in Congress, and nothing will come of it because, his daddy has money. Daddy pays some big money to whomever, allegedly. And now he just got free talking shit and doing his own thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And he spoke at CPAC the other day. It was the most horrible speech I ever heard. You know, raping my forehead, Matt Gaetz should be in prison for what he did.
No kidding. But
yeah. And these people are family values. Fuck that shit.
Yeah. Yeah, they sure are.
And you got to wonder how many of the people that work for these Congress people, you know, their aides and so forth, how many got propositioned? How many got goosed or fondled and all this stuff? That happens all the time. And they play their holier than now, my ass.
Yeah. They're all hypocrites. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
They're hypocrites.
Do as I say, but don't do as I do. That's their philosophy, basically. Yeah, it's disturbing.
Yep.
Quite disturbing.
I wish they would just get off of this baloney and do the work they're hired to do, you know, do the good for the people, you know. First thing they should do is tax the rich and the corporations and reverse that tax break, you know, the top 1%. And don't even think about touching Social Security and Medicare. Instead, increase it.
Well, the thing is that these people, Marjorie Taylor Greene is not qualified. Lauren Boebert is not qualified.
She didn't get a GED.
Yeah, they're not qualified.
Well,
she
tried four times for her GED.
They're not qualified to do any of that work. They don't know what's involved.
Neither is a Rubio. You might as well go down the whole list.
Yeah,
for sure.
They're not qualified. All they want to do is cause two kinds of wars, and they're trying to combine it into one. They're trying to cause a race war and a religious war. And all you have to do is look at your ancient history on religion.
Yep. And they're there to make money.
They seem to forget that their boys' choir kept their beautiful young voices because they castrated all the little boys. Oh, they don't mention that, do they?
No, they don't.
Right. Okay, breaking news. Breaking news. Breaking news. Walgreens confirms to Politico that they will not dispense abortion pills in several states where they remain legal. The decision follows pressure and threats of legal action from Republican attorney generals and anti-abortion groups. So Walgreens have succumbed and bent the knees to the Republican attorney generals in red states and anti-abortion groups. And even though in Michigan it may be legal, and in New Mexico, it may be legal to, you know, disperse, you know, they want to take that away, even though the state may have a right to disperse
California
say
that other people should not buy their drugs or shop at Walgreens because they're doing that? And they have, like, hundreds of stores in California.
Well, Walgreens
They just had it on the news they're going to fight that. If you're going to do that in other states, then you're not selling your stuff here.
You know what?
Yeah.
We're losing it in the phrasing. Those are not those are not abortion pills. Those are bring on your period pills.
They
are not abortion pills. They are bring on your period pills.
Yes, they do call them.
I think we got to start changing the wording to this stuff.
Yep.
And it is not abortion clinics. I have yet to go down the road and see where it says abortion clinic. It says family planning clinic.
Exactly.
And we're dropping the ball by not making the media say that.
Yep.
It's
abortion, don't they give you free contraception?
Well, they don't want that either anymore.
Oh, God. You know, you're not supposed to get rid of the baby if you get raped or anything, but you can't plan on having a baby when you can afford it, right?
I guess
once the baby's born, Republicans don't give a shit.
They're
going to
give the women an aspirin so she can put it between her knees.
No, they're full of
shit.
And it's nobody's damn business what a woman does. And they need to have higher penalty for pedophiles and children, rapists and all that stuff. They got to go to prison for life.
Yeah, the punished woman.
While you're at it.
Yeah, women are punished for being raped, and the rapists get more rights as the father of the baby than the woman. There's no punishment, basically, for the rapist. Yeah. So breaking news at CPAC, Donald Trump Jr., the scumbag piece of shit that he is, just disgustingly attacked disabled people, just like his father did. This is what the rat bastards say. Here is a direct quote from Donald Trump Jr. Quote, Pennsylvania managed to elect a vegetable. I'd love for John Fetterman to have good gainful employment. Maybe he could be like a bad guy at the grocery store, but it is unreasonable for me to expect, as a citizen of the United States of America, to have a U.S. senator have basic cognitive function, end quote. Now, Donald Trump Jr. don't have a job himself. He goes off, that is money. Or, you know, he doesn't have gainful employment himself. And John Fetterman is not a vegetable, you know? So what is this rat bastard talking about?
Oh, what a scumbag.
You know.
Says the coke sniffer.
They are people that scrape the barrel. They have no feelings for anyone, no empathy, I should say, for anyone.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, John Fetterman, yes, he is in a facility right now. He's getting help for his depression. And he is still working, by the way. And he's introduced a couple bills and co-sponsored a couple bills. And his wife went home, left the country, not because they're divorced, not because they have family problems, because the media would not leave them alone. So that is why she left with her kids and went to her family, who is out of the country. I'm not even going to say where she went, but And so this is how we polarize things in this country to make them look so horrible. He's getting treatment for something. It's just like going in the hospital and getting treatment for a broken leg, or, you know, a cancer treatment. What is the big deal?
Not that you've hurt anybody.
It just shows their ignorance.
Yeah. And I feel as Donald Trump Jr.'s cocaine problem. He has alleged a cocaine problem, allegedly. You know, you have to remember growing up, Donald Trump Jr. was fucked up royally by his father in terms of not showing him enough love or hugging him off or whatever. You know, and God knows the mental case, you know, that he is now. Imagine Donald Trump Jr.'s children, how fucked up they are, you know?
Yeah.
So instead of showing empathy, you know, or even good taste, you know, he said that. And it shouldn't surprise nobody, because everything Donald Trump Jr. has, it was given to him. He didn't work a day in his life for it, you know? So he needs to go to hell.
Oh, and just for a moment, just as a, just want to go back a step. There's almost 9,000 Walgreens in the country, by the way. I had to look it up because I wasn't sure how many there were. And also, Newsom, Governor Newsom, said that California will no longer do business with Walgreens. He just announced it.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to tell you. Yeah.
There's no hate quite like Christian love. There's no hate quite like Christian love. These people claim that, you know, they're religious and everything, but there's no hate like Christian love. These people are over their goddamn mind.
They don't read the Bible because the Bible said you should be kind to everyone. Treat them like you want to be treated.
The church picked the Bible. The church,
they're not Christian.
The Bible and twist it in their own fucked up way, you know?
Well, they're not Christians because they don't follow the Bible. They just say that they are. Because they don't want to come out and say they're Nazis. That's what they are.
Basically, they're not.
I have a question for you, Laurie. How are people trying to overthrow the U.S. government still allowed to serve in the U.S. government, like Josh Hawley in the U.S. Senate, and Matt Gaetz with my forehead?
I know. Every single day I ask myself this question, is how are these people allowed our government? Why haven't they been kicked out? And why hasn't Santos in New York, why isn't he kicked out? Come on. What is so difficult? You know, if we were to work for a corporation and did just one of the things that any of these have done, we would have been fired first day on the job. Done. You have no experience. Mm-hmm. You have no, you don't know how to do this job. Fired. Done.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just so sad.
Yeah, but yet still get reelected every 2 to 4 years. I don't understand people who don't vote for these morons. Yeah. It's
because the whole system's screwed up now. It's all about the money. You have to have millions and millions to run for office. Corporations can give all they want to buy off those people, and then they vote the way the corporations want. It's just so screwed up. I mean, they're in office, and they go in with nothing, and they leave multimillionaires. Where do they get the money from? Plus, they get health care and pensions forever that we don't get, and we are paying for theirs.
Yep.
How's that?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Well,
and a retirement.
Oh, yeah.
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 And they can pick up the telephone and call the FBI if they feel threatened, and they'll get protection there.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. You know, and, you know,
so
all the rest of their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Wait,
Bernie Sanders a couple years back, had this Social Security bill, and if it was signed last year, This is the breakdown. If it was signed, the Social Security bill put forward by Bernie Sanders, Elon Musk would have paid $2.9 billion more in taxes. No one making $250,000 or less would have paid a penny more in taxes. Benefits would have gone up by $2,400 a year per family. And Social Security would be solvent for 75 years. But, you know, as these right-wing lunatics in both the Senate and the House saying that you know, Social Security is an entitlement, you know, then with the help of
Joe
Manchin.
Oh, plus they're talking you got to be 70 or 75 before you can collect.
That's one other thing they want to do. 22 years old. Yeah, yeah. So, you know, Social Security has been solvent for 75 years. And with the help of Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema in Arizona, the bill wasn't passed. You know, so again, all they're doing is saying no, 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 and not putting anything forward to say, hey, okay, we'll say no, but this is what we stand for. But what they stand for is literally garbage, you know?
Why
are we the only country in the free world that doesn't have minimum medical care for everybody? Why do we have pharmaceutical companies that overcharge Americans and then charge Europeans hardly anything compared to what we pay? You know, like the insulin was $40 in every other country, but here it was $350 for the same damn thing. Why?
We know the answer to that. It's all about money.
The Congress lets them get away with it. There's got to be restrictions. Sure, they got to be paid for the research and development and all that, but, you know, and your patent can't last forever either. And then, you know, you make your money back and you make a profit, but you don't have to kill everybody, you know, in the process. They can't afford anything.
I know. I hear you.
And the hospitals, same crap, and the insurance companies. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
It's the American way.
Yeah.
You've got to get rid of lobbies.
Well, the people that got a COVID were paying $250,000 and so forth for hospital stay while they were first sick and were going to the hospital.
Yeah.
$500,000. How in the hell did they pay for that?
They can't.
No, they go bankrupt. What? And then you wonder why people are homeless.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Republican.
That's why we're in such deep trouble medically. Lobbies.
Oh,
lobbies.
Do you know that when you run even for local office, you are lobbied, and you don't realize it at the beginning? They tell the city, we're having this grand convention, this meeting place. We're going to teach your people good government. And when you get there, what happens?
Mm-hmm.
You are wined and dined. Go to this booth here, and you'll get shrimp and caviar and champagne, and we'll tell you that we have the best road signs on the market, and that's the road signs your city should buy. Then you'll go to another place, and they'll have speakers, and these speakers will say, don't forget the big party tonight with the dancing and the prime rib. But in the meantime, this is what we want.
Of course.
That is the little lobbying. Now you go up a step further. You go from your local government going to these. You go up to the state government and now the federal government. Look what happens with the federal government. Lobbying gets bigger and better. We've got to eliminate lobbies. There's three things this country needs. Eliminate lobbyists. Remember that the Constitution says separation of church and state. And we have to remember that. And the third is we need the fairness doctrine. And I'm going to keep harping on that one every chance I get.
Yes.
If they aren't licensed news, they can't give false reports.
I agree.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
And voters' rights.
Yes.
Well, I mean, I'm talking about
right.
the big three.
Mm-hmm.
You do the big three, and the rest of it falls in line.
So Republicans on the House floor gave speeches and it backfired tremendously when Democrats brought the heat to them. Democratic Congress members delivered incredible speeches on the House floor in a debate where the MAGA Republicans thought their performative arts do nothing and it, you know, would work like it does on Fox News, but you know, the Democrats basically shit on them. It backfired big time. And here's Hakeem Jeffries, minority leader in the House, hitting back at Republicans.
But
we've been waiting and waiting and waiting for the grand Republican plan. And here it is, the so-called RAIN Act. Three pages. What is it called for? Reports. The grand Republican economic plan. Why? Because you've been focused on the wrong things. Now, House Democrats, we're going to continue to invest in the American people. Invest in education and job training. Invest in transportation and infrastructure. Invest in research and development. Invest in technology and innovation. Invest in the creation and preservation of affordable housing. Invest in the health, the safety, the economic well-being of the American people. That's our plan. We're going to continue to put people over politics. And we get three pages calling for reports.
Yeah.
The so-called Rein In Act. Here's what we should be reining in. We should be reining in the extreme MAGA Republican effort to cut Social Security. We should rein in the extreme MAGA Republican effort to cut Medicare. Rein in the extreme MAGA Republican effort to criminalize reproductive freedom and impose a nationwide ban. Rein in the extreme MAGA Republican effort to crash the United States economy and default on our debt for the first time in American history. We should be reining in your effort to hand over sensitive security footage from the January 6th violent insurrection to an avowed conspiracy theorist. Losers all the time. Play the clip. Let me dumb this down for you all. 10 years ago, if you shifted your investment portfolio away from fossil energy towards climate-friendly investments, you would be richer today. Now, my Republican colleagues, you all talk a good game about how you're into personal freedom, and yet you are taking individual investors' freedom away from them with this bill. You all talk a good game about how government should not be picking winners and losers,
Why do you all keep picking losers? 2011, a guy named Hugo Chavez, he redirected Venezuelan oil worker pensions into a Ponzi scheme running by a political ally. And now my Republican colleagues, who a couple of weeks ago voted to oppose socialism in all its forms, are thinking that Hugo Chavez guy seems pretty smart. Let's do the same thing. You know what you call capitalism when you're losing? Woke capitalism. So, if you all are afraid of free markets, if you want to destroy workers' pensions, if you oppose individual freedom, if you want to force your constituents to invest in proven losers, then please vote for this resolution. Be honest about your values. For everyone else, vote no. I plan to do so proudly and honestly. Yield back.
Speaking of losers, he...
Yes, so, yeah.
They have to play that on every channel on a loop till everybody hears that.
Yes, that was from the Maddest Push, that clip and everything. So the next clip is from Jim Oreskin, Democrat from Maryland, the congressman, and he cut back at Marjorie Toilet Green, sorry, and Lauren Boebert, not Boebright she is. And here is the congressman. Ben Marsalis provided this clip from Midas Touch.
For everything, for post-COVID global inflation, for the instability caused by supply chain breakdowns and the phenomenal failure of Donald Trump's mismanagement of the coronavirus pandemic, after all that, after all the whining and crying about inflation, Republicans finally have the chance to take center stage right now with their proposed solution to the problem of inflation. And the world's been waiting with bated breath. Would it be what Richard Nixon did, wage and price controls? Would it be what Herbert Hoover, that Republican, did, total laissez-faire? Whatever happens, happens. Well, the long wait is over. The GOP has now debuted their big plan for dealing with inflation in America with H.R. 347, something called the Reinian Act, which stands for the Reduced Exacerbated Inflation Negatively Impacting the Nation Act. It's a bill for a mandatory reporting requirement related to executive orders that might apply to two or three executive orders a year. You got that right. A reporting requirement related to a handful of executive orders every year is the GOP's response to inflation after barnstorming the entire country, claiming that they had some kind of solution. Now, you might think it's the most brilliant thing since the invention of Social Security, which they opposed, or Medicare, which they opposed, or you might think it's the dumbest thing since Donald Trump's last trillion-dollar corporate tax giveaway, but either way, it will have zero effect on inflation or deflation in the United States of America. Jane.
Yes, so Jim Oreskin is breaking down the Republican non-plan. You know, these people have no plan. You know, the only plan they have is take away Social Security, and they want to take away Medicare, and they want to take away every damn thing and give corporations more tax breaks. And we have it. We're not here for it. Because in 2024, we come back, and we whoop the mass, and we take back the House. We get a bigger majority in the U.S. Senate. We're going to win back the White House. We're not going to put up with any more foolishness from these people. They do not know what they're doing. They're not fiscally conservative, and they're not strong on defense. So if you were strong on defense, Donald Trump wouldn't be president. Donald Trump is just a lackey for, what's his name, Vladimir Putin, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He's Putin's bitch, basically.
That's his buddy, by the way.
No, he's Putin's bitch. That's fair. He's Putin's bitch, and Putin just using him because he's such a useful idiot.
The other thing that I
you want to hear more about Raskin's? Here is Raskin's wrapping up his speech.
Okay, go ahead.
Delays caused by the pandemic, and then Vladimir Putin's filthy war of aggression in Ukraine, which some of our friends over there support. President Biden has created something like an economic miracle out of the chaos handed to him by Donald Trump. After signing his massive tax giveaway, Trump's failed state dysfunctional response to COVID plunged America into its most severe economic contraction since 1946. Someone dispute that. The unemployment rate rose to 14.8% under Donald Trump, the highest on record since the Bureau of Labor Statistics began collecting data in 1948. And in 2021, Biden and the Democrats got to work. We passed the American Rescue Plan, which fueled a strong, equitable economic recovery with historic reductions in unemployment, in poverty, and economic hardship. Real GDP increased by 5.7%. The unemployment rate decreased to 4%, surpassing all forecasts. Wages increased by 5%, with the highest increases going to lower economic income earners. So Democratic policies have allowed the U.S. to absorb the shock of rising inflation engulfing the globe since 2020. That's serious economic policy, what President Biden and the Democrats are engaged in, and they have a silly little symbolic messaging bill for a couple of notations they didn't even want to publish originally within the process of offering executive orders. Meantime, 30 seconds.
Here we got a clip.
Yes, right. So AOC explaining the stupidity of Republicans. Here it is.
By saying how ironic it is that we spent and Republicans spent the entire first week of this session entangled in a fight in order for them to get the votes to secure a Speaker of the House. And the whole crux of that entanglement was, and part of it, was rules to maintain regular order in the House. Rules to maintain regular order. Because just as we go back to Schoolhouse Rock, you introduce a bill, it's supposed to go to committee, you get a markup on that committee, a hearing in that committee, a vote in that committee, and if that bill can survive a committee vote, it comes right here to the floor of this House. And we spent a whole week tied up in the beginning of this term trying to reassert that order. And then today, one of the first acts that we have from this oversight committee is to subvert that, because perhaps they knew that this would not survive their own committee, and so it goes straight to the floor for a vote, subverting all of those arguments that Republicans were making about restoring order to this House. But let's get into the substance of this bill. Ironically, if they had gone into this order, if they had gone through regular order, they may have caught that this bill does nothing to rein in inflation, in part because in their haste to put it together, my colleagues on the other side of the aisle committed an incredibly basic drafting error that makes this bill completely unenforceable. Even if we agreed on their end, the haste and the rush to put this together and skip committee has created a drafting error that doesn't even make this bill enforceable.
Yes, so see there now, she break it down and say how Republicans spent a whole week debating something that, you know, even if it's passed, it's not going to have an effect. That's how stupid these people are. You know, why people vote Republican?
That's why they should be fired. Bottom line, they don't even know how to submit a bill, how to do it, write a bill.
Yeah.
It's obvious.
Yeah.
It's obvious.
Yeah.
You know,
there is no Republican Party anymore.
No.
That is not a Republican. It's a joke.
Yeah.
And if you notice, all the news people and commentators used to be Republicans, and now they're commentating on MSNBC and so forth. They were Republicans. Now they're not.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of them. Yeah. Because what that is a joke. It is absolutely a joke.
Yep. And our taxpayer money is being spent on this garbage. We're going to waste all this time on this garbage. All our taxpayer money is where it's going. It's so disgusting.
Go ahead.
No, that's okay, David. Finish, and then I was going to talk a little bit about my
plan. On this inflationary impact on executive orders, Lauren Boebert spoke about it on the floor, the House floor, and this is what the moron said.
That's great. You know, we are addressed as
MAGA extremists, extreme MAGA Republicans. And I would like to make just a clarification point. It's ultra MAGA. That's what we prefer.
Yes. Wasting people's time. We're talking about a goddamn bill that how we go anywhere. And she rather, it's you know, semantics. Oh,
yeah.
We'd rather be talked.
Yeah.
We'd rather be called ultra MAGAs.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Who elected
yeah.
this clown? Fuck, man. Who
yeah.
is
who paying
this
her,
moron?
And who's paying her salary? Who's paying her salary?
The taxpayer. Oh,
taxpayer.
My God.
It's disgusting.
She don't bring anything
ultra
to the
MAGA?
Table in terms of the debate going on. Oh, we'd rather be called ultra MAGAs. Okay.
And she's not even embarrassed. And she's not
oh
even
my
embarrassed.
God.
There's
got to be a law that
know,
when you
yeah,
go
and,
to Congress, and, like any job, you have to have a resume and you have to
yeah.
have credentials. And
yeah.
It should
yeah,
be a minimum level. I mean, she does the – I mean, you would think you'd have
oh.
to have a law degree just to read and write the laws, right?
Mm-hmm.
But these morons don't know what the hell they're talking about.
Yeah, when you say that you need a resume, not like the George Santos resume, because he's a lying sack of shit. He's
yeah, I know.
Expelled,
you have to check the
yeah.
resume, you know.
Yeah,
you've got to
yeah,
do
yeah.
due diligence, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and this is Hakeem Jeffries, I think, responding to the idiot from Colorado. Colorado, I hope you're happy that, you know, you elected this moron again, this loser. Jesus Christ.
I know.
Can we get three papers?
Mm-hmm.
Calling for reports. The so-called Rein In Act. Here's what we should be reining in. We should be reining in.
We yeah,
we
heard that already.
We're
heard that already.
Mm-hmm.
With her deliberate mispronunciation of the name of our party in its adjectival form. General Lady from Colorado said, if I understood it correctly, that she would continue with her deliberate mispronunciation of the name of our party in its adjectival form. And by the way, she took the opportunity to raise the whole question of MAGA, which I had not mentioned, and she said, and when you call me MAGA, don't call me MAGA, call me Ultra MAGA. So when the minority leader referred to the extreme MAGA element, which appears to be driving the train over there, he should have called it the ultra MAGA element out of deference to the general lady from Colorado. And I certainly will be able to honor her wishes in the future as she chooses to be described as ultra MAGA. And with that, I'll resist.
In other words, you bitch slapped her in a polite way.
Oh,
and she's so stupid,
yes,
she's sitting there smiling. I've been... A big grin on our face.
Oh, yeah. She
and this moron. Seriously.
It all went over her head. Trust me. She didn't get that she
oh
was,
oh, my God.
You know.
What a dumbass.
Oh.
Hello.
Mm.
I know. No kidding. Hello.
No, I think she just didn't care.
No.
Yeah.
No, she doesn't. And she's not even embarrassed. That's
no,
the worst part about the whole thing, is that they have no bottom. They have no embarrassment, nothing.
Oh,
they don't care. They're a shell of a person. They don't have any. How embarrassing
well,
is
mm-hmm.
that?
Lori?
I mean, honestly, what a shame.
When you go,
Madeline,
when your income,
mm-hmm.
oh, go ahead. Hello.
Oh, no, I was just saying Madeline from Michigan is online. Go ahead,
oh,
Madeline.
Yeah. Oh, hi,
oh,
everybody.
How you doing?
You know,
good.
Well, I'm doing good. Better. Thank you. Yeah, no, they just don't care. They'll smug
no.
up their faces. They don't care.
It's
yeah.
a cult.
They do not care.
It's a
That's
cult.
It.
It's not a party that works in government. It's just a
no.
cult.
It's it. Well said.
Yeah. No, it is.
Why
a cult.
Doesn't somebody
yeah.
call out their income? They went from... Especially Boebert and Green. Now they're millionaires. They didn't start,
yeah.
they didn't
mm-hmm.
enter Congress that way. Why doesn't somebody call it out on them?
That's a great question.
Yeah, well, this show
and where did it
from
come
time
from?
To time call them out because Boebert, for example, she had a restaurant that served shitty food, that poisoned
people.
Yeah,
gave everybody the run.
It was not known. She was in debt and everything. And now within two years, this is her second term now, so she will serve a second term, which will make it 4 years. She's in Congress, and she has nearly $30 million. How can a congresswoman making $175,000 a year in income from a taxpayer have $30 million in
Trump didn't have a problem taking the Treasury Department.
And she's barely graduated high school. She just got her diploma or her high school or GED, not even high school. GED.
Yeah.
She tried four or five times. You know, you could hear it in this speech when she was rebutting Congressman from Maryland. You know,
Jeffrey.
I mean, she is so dumb. It hurt. It hurt my brain. It hurt my brain. And here's Raskin again.
They have this self-imposed political speech impediment. They can't correctly pronounce the name of our party in its adjectival form. But, you know, I thought of a solution to this because I was reading a great book by H.W. Brand about Franklin D. Roosevelt called Traitor to His Class. And in the book, he's got a bunch of Roosevelt speeches. And you know what President Roosevelt called our party? Not the Democratic Party, much less the Democrat Party. If you can't pronounce it, do what Roosevelt did. He called us the democracy.
A democracy.
He said, the economic royalists, the corporate plutocrats, say you invest in the wealthiest people in society, some of the wealth will trickle down on everybody else. But the democracy says you invest in the great working middle class of America, we will all rise and prosper together. That's the doctrine of the democracy. If you can't pronounce the name of our party, just call us the democracy. That's what we are today, because we defend the right to vote, and we defend free and fair elections, and we stand by the results of elections. And we defend not only the country and our democratic allies all over the world, as in Ukraine, we defend this body. We defend this chamber. We defend the capital of the United States. And we defend the interests of the working majority of Americans. So the American people are not asking for more reports and more bureaucracy. They're asking for action. And that's what the Biden administration and Democrats in Congress are giving them.
There you go.
Yay.
And someone have the radio on again. Could you please turn off your TV again? Final warning. Okay, so that was Jim Raskin from the 8th Congressional District in Maryland breaking down the stupidity of Marge, of what's her face? I can't remember the fool's name.
Boebert.
Lauren Boebert. Yes, Lauren Boebert. Yes, ma'am. Okay, so moving on.
Yes. I just want to talk about Mike Pence. He really gets under my skin. You know, January 6th, he could have been hung, killed, and he has this subpoena that Jack Smith, you know, wants him to testify, and now he's filed a motion asking the judge to block a federal grand jury subpoena for his testimony related to the January 6th on the grounds that he is protected by the Constitution's speech or debate clause, according to a source familiar with the filing. Pence had publicly signaled that he planned to resist the subpoena, arguing that it was unconstitutional and unprecedented. His legal team filed the motion Friday night, the same day the former president Trump attorneys asked judge to block Pence from speaking to a grand jury about certain matters covered by executive privilege. The Pence motion, part of this part of a sealed proceeding, seems to stop testimony pertaining to his legislative functions around January the 6th, which could potentially include broad swath of testimony. It is separate from Trump's motion, which argues that the former president can shield former aides from sharing internal communications. Special counsel Jack Smith is seeking documents and testimony related to January 6, 2021, and wants Pence to testify about his interactions with Trump leading up to the 2020 election and the day of the attack on the U.S. Capitol. Now, why loves America, if he loves the Constitution, if he believes in fair elections, why is he so opposed to testifying? What is he afraid of, or what is he hiding?
Well, he's afraid of Trump.
Mm-hmm.
He's afraid of the MAGA idiots that not way vote for him in the primaries. He wants a primary.
Exactly.
He wants the nomination. And there's no way in hell they'll vote for him because why? He didn't follow Trump's instructions, which was illegal. He did the right thing by not doing what Trump asked him to do or tell him to do. And wanted, and you know, Mike Pence, you know, he's one of the problems in America where, you know, you have that Christian dominionist bullshit, you know, the end of world, end of days crap. We cannot have a man like Mike Pence in the White House because he's a born-again evangelical freak, moron, idiot. You know?
Crazy.
So there's no in hell. He can't win the nomination because the up in Trump's ass. They don't like him. They don't like Mike Pence. And they hate him especially because he didn't certify it.
Let's back up the train a second. Go ahead. He's afraid he's afraid of what? He's afraid of Trump. Will he be murdered? I mean, is he afraid of his life?
No, he thinks the MAGA are going to vote for him because he doesn't think that Trump will get nominated. So gets everybody pissed off, he won't get elected.
No, well, he's not going to get elected anyways, number one. But number two, what is he really afraid of? I mean, if you are a Republican and you're not a MAGA,
he's afraid of the truth.
There are more Republicans than there are MAGAs. There are. I mean, I know he's not going to get the nomination. Why doesn't he just do the right thing? I mean,
because they don't have integrity.
Why
none
he can't
of them
do the right thing.
I think he will in the end because that'll be an excuse. I had no choice. They made me. They made me do it.
No.
And then he'll testify.
Pence owes an allegiance to Trump on the abortion issue. It all boils down to that.
Could be.
Think about it.
What I'm trying to say is there has to be a reason. Because honestly and truly, he's got to know that he's not that well-liked in this country. He really isn't. He's not going to get nominated. He's a mama's boy. We all know that he's an evangelist. We all know all of that about him. So honestly and truly, he's afraid of what? I mean, if he is so honorable and loves his country and he's a patriot and he wants to do the right thing, he believes in the Constitution, he's afraid to testify? Really? No, that's not what he's afraid of.
No, he's not afraid.
He made a deal with the devil, and the deal was the abortion issue.
It has to be something.
And he has no integrity. Listen, now, he doesn't have any integrity. You get what I'm saying? Even if that abortion deal wasn't made, he has no integrity. He licks the bottom of Trump's shoes. He's afraid of Trump, and he's afraid of the MAGA voters who still control the Republican Party. So, you know, he could bend over backwards in 10 different ways. They're still not going to vote for him because they don't like him, you know?
Right. So that's my point that I'm trying to make. So why doesn't he take a stand and say, look, you know, I am a patriot.
He has no integrity. He has no integrity. None of them in the Republican Party has no integrity. That's why he's not going to stand up.
I know. I understand what you're saying, but it makes me angry because he could make a difference in the January 6th and to bring charges. He could make a difference. You know that, right?
Mm-hmm. He doesn't want to because, again, Republicans have no integrity.
I know. I get all that. I'm just venting. I'm venting. I guess that's what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing. It just aggravates the shit out of me that, you know, this man that was close to Trump, that, you know, believes in the Constitution, doesn't do the right thing for the country because he's a chicken shit.
Yeah, well,
bottom
line. Yeah, they're all full of shit, the Republicans. The only one not having the integrity is Kinsinger, the former congressman from Illinois, and also
Cheney.
What's her name? From Wyoming.
Cheney.
Yes, exactly.
Lynn Cheney.
Yeah, Cheney.
Lynn Cheney.
Yeah. And they're dangerous in themselves because they're right-wing conservative loons themselves.
Do you think that Lynn Cheney will become a Democrat? Does anyone think that?
Oh,
she's
hell
in blackball.
No. Never. No. No.
No?
No.
Never?
No.
Never.
No. Never. Never.
No.
No. No. No. Her father is Dick Cheney. Come on, though.
That's exactly, David.
She's talking about
Statham. Her own person.
No, that's a silly question. She's Shannon.
Yeah, I know. I just, you know, I live in a bubble world some days, okay? Can I do that?
Well, she's what's left of the Republican Party. The rest of them are all nuts.
That's what I'm trying to say, you know? I mean, Mitt Romney, he's a joke. Who else is there? Who else is there? Mitt Romney's a joke. Can you name anyone else? I can't.
No, and Mnuchin and that other crazy broad that wore the yellow thing should be Republicans. They're not Democrats, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Cinema.
Yeah, I'm just trying. Sometimes I try to make sense of insanity. And I know that it's not good to do, but I just don't, you know, the Pence thing really bothers me. It bothers me. I can't help it. It just does. But
because he made Trump a promise.
I know.
He doesn't care if the country burns. He made Trump a promise.
Yeah, I guess. I mean,
and that is about as disgusting as it gets. I mean, it's a false idol type promise.
Yeah, it's just so appalling. I don't even know how else to put it. It's appalling that you can't be a man and, I mean, not even, or a woman, I mean, whatever. I don't mean it in that way, but I'm just saying, you know, be strong enough to know what's right in your mind, you know, what's right. Let's ask him, what would Jesus do? What would he answer?
I don't know, but I think, you know, Trump is a moron, and he's the figurehead of the Nazi movement. That's all it is, because he's too stupid. And he says what they want to hear, and they don't care. They just want power and to run things the way they want to run them. It's just crazy. There's no Republican Party. It's a fascist party. And it scares the crap out of me.
And a religious party.
Well,
the South
Carolina
now wants the death penalty for any woman that they catch having an abortion.
Who does?
South Carolina, from what I understand, that's what they're pushing.
Oh.
Yeah, I want to kill people because, you know, no one can get an abortion. Their body, their choice. Get the fuck out of people's lives. That's my thing.
The way these idiots, and including some of the women in this Republican Party, if that's what you want to call it, it should be insanity. They even consider a miscarriage an abortion.
I know that.
As a miscarriage, she's going to have to go to trial and prove that she didn't have an abortion. I mean, it's getting to be total. It's beginning to be a religious, bigot, racist mess.
Yep.
Even before Trump,
it's not just one issue anymore. It's two major issues, plus greed.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh yeah. Green.
Okay,
yep.
So the U.S. Senate incumbent not going to run again in 2024, Debbie Stabenow.
And there are a couple of candidates out there. At least Slotkin is one of them. Debbie Dingell is another one. And Rashid Tlaib. Those three Democrats, hints, or I don't know if any of them announced. I think Slotkin announced that she is running for the Democratic nomination for U.S. Senate. So out of these three ladies, who do you think or who would you want to, you know, be a good successor to Debbie Stabenow in Michigan as your senator? Lori.
I do like
Slotkin.
I like Slotkin. It isn't that I don't like Debbie Dingell. She's a strong-willed, let's say, a little quieter.
Mm-hmm.
Those are my. Those are.
How old is she?
Who, Debbie Dingell?
Dingell, yeah.
She's up there. I'm not sure.
She's about my age. So I think it's time. You know, no, we need younger.
Yeah.
You know, stronger that can run again, not just one time.
Yep, I agree. I agree. So, let's see what happens.
Yeah,
so, Michigan is doing okay. I mean, Michigan is, they're working really hard in the legislature. They're trying to pass gun reform, basic gun reform, and the red flag. So they're working really hard for all of that. Red flag law, universal, background check.
Background check.
Yep.
Yes, universal though, which means for everyone, for a gun, a pistol, AR-15, it doesn't matter. Wherever you buy it online, you have to have a universal background check for it.
Mm-hmm.
One other thing, and I just evaded
red flag laws.
The red flag, yes. They're just, I know what it is. Safe storage. And safe storage.
Yes.
The other thing.
And they even give away free locks for the trigger, and people don't even get those. They're morons.
Yeah. And, you know, the thing is that those are, in my eyes, just a start. They're going to start out slow, and I would like to see a little more done, like
bump stocks and machine guns, right?
Stocks, AR-15s,
no
that sort of automatic weapons. There's no need for all that. That's my opinion. But you know, we'll see. But they are working on it. I've been paying attention.
Debbie Dingell. Debbie Dingell. She was born November 23, 1953, so she's 69 years old. I don't think
she's way younger than me. So she's got a few good years. No, she's good.
Yeah.
Whoever goes in, they have to have a good replacement her, you know. That's another thing.
I think those three good choices. You know, just like in California, same thing. You know, whoever gets in California is a good choice. I really do. All three of them are super. So I'm not too worried about Michigan right now. In 2024, it might be a different story. Right now, I'm not too worried about Michigan.
But they have to have somebody in the House to replace whoever goes for Stabenow. You know,
exactly.
A good Democrat. To replace them so we can keep the majority.
Yep, absolutely. They sure do.
Same with California.
No matter who the nominee is, California is a blue state, a very blue state, and there's no way a Republican can ever win in California. Long gone are the days of...
Never say never.
Yeah, trust me. No, trust me. California is straight blue. Yeah, California is straight blue. And, you know, and Pete Wilson days are over, the Ronald Reagan days. You know, conservatism is dead in California. Nowhere in hell that Republicans can win there for now on any level. And there is dead air. Okay, next. What are we talking about next? We'll have 20 minutes left on the show and everything. And, again, when people call in, please, for the life of me, turn TV off or mute it. You get what I'm saying?
Because
I have to hang up on somebody.
I always turn it off.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, I had to hang up with one person because, you know, I said it three times tonight. Could you mute your television? But the person didn't do it. So, you know, I had to, like, cut them off, you know. But anyway, what else can we talk about in 20 minutes?
There's children that are being exploited, migrant children that are working horrible jobs across the country.
In the meatpacking,
In the meatpacking. It's finally kind of broke a story just recently. And some of the children, and I call them children, 13 years old, working midnight.
Cleaning up the blood and guts.
Cleaning up the and their meat packing plant.
And they got hurt, too.
Yes, a lot of them got hurt, sick. They can't get up for school because they work all night. That's really sad. My heart goes out. That is just wrong. That brings you back to the, what, the 1900s, the 1920s?
Yeah, when the kids used to pick the coal. You saw those pictures of the kids on the conveyor belts picking coal or rocks out of the coal and stuff.
Yeah.
They were little kids.
We just can't have that in our country. And these migrant children, you know, are being exploited by these corporations.
It's because they don't pay their parents enough to afford to live. So they put their kids in danger, and companies are happy to do it.
Yep. Oh, yeah, because they don't have to pay them, you know, the wages, you know, the, give them the benefits, and they pay them, as we said, a lower wage. And, you know, it's just sad. This should not be happening in this country. It's scary.
There was also a thing I saw about, you know, the handicapped, like the Downs people and stuff that work at different restaurants. I forget what state it is. They said they didn't want to even pay them minimum wage because they're handicapped. Is that right?
That's terrible.
Yeah, it is.
You know,
they're working, they're bagging or waiting tables or whatever, you know, busing tables and stuff. They should get the wage they're supposed to get.
Yeah, so I have that report about a child exploitation by the sanitation company accused of using migrant children for dangerous jobs. There was a report by NBC News. It happened 7-8 days ago. Here it is.
About what happened inside this Nebraska meatpacking plant. Migrant children like this boy, who federal investigators say was put to work in a job that can be incredibly dangerous. Could anybody mistake these children for adults?
I don't think there's any mistaking these children for adults.
Investigators say the child workers arrived for their shift at night, many of them from Central America. They were employed by cleaning company Packer Sanitation Services, Inc., to sanitize equipment inside the plant. PSSI has 17,000 workers. Of those, investigators say the company employed more than 100 children, aged 13 to 17, in 13 plants across 8 states. Last October, labor investigators say they found nearly 24 children, some as young as 13, working here inside this massive slaughterhouse, cleaning up blood and animal parts in the overnight shift. Nebraska immigrant advocate Audrey Lutz has been helping some of the child workers from Guatemala, who she says are scared to talk to us.
I think these youth are afraid because they don't know the systems in this country that were meant to protect them because those systems failed.
We spoke to a former PSSI manager who asked that we conceal their identity.
Did you ever see kids, people who looked like kids, working inside these plants?
Yeah.
How young do you think they were?
Probably as young as 12.
How did that strike you when you saw someone that young working a job like this?
It kind of makes you sick. When you walk through the plant, you can't walk through without getting animal parts on you or blood all over you.
The company disciplined an employee in 2021, according to an internal PSSI report reviewed by NBC News. The employee, who handled hiring for multiple plants, was found to have hired the same known minor two separate times in the span of 6 months under two different names. The punishment, according to the document, a demotion and a hiring policy review.
Were managers ever worried that they'd be disciplined for hiring children?
The former manager says the more common outcome was to hold the frontline worker accountable.
You just terminate the undocumented worker.
In December, the company signed a consent decree saying they would abide by child labor laws. PSSI telling NBC News our company has a strong corporate commitment to our zero-tolerance policy against employing anyone under the age of 18 and fully shares the Labor Department's objective of ensuring full compliance at all locations and says they are taking steps to prevent individuals at the local level from circumventing our wide-ranging procedures. Shannon Robo-Yedo was the lead investigator for the Labor Department.
How is this investigation different from what you've seen before? I've never seen child labor violations to this extent. Just the sheer number of kids that were working, I've never had an employer or their representative impede my investigation like this, just so brazenly.
PSSI says it was fully cooperative in the Labor Department's investigation.
Thanks for watching our YouTube channel.
Yes, ma'am. So it happened in Nebraska where they employed children, 100 kids between 13 mm-hmm. years old to 17 years old,
mm-hmm. yep.
Breaking labor laws and everything. So again, it's about money. They don't give a damn about people. It's about making profits. Oh,
yeah.
Sydney.
How much did they get penalized when they were caught?
a slap on the wrist, basically.
Probably.
You know, you're naughty. Don't do that again, you know?
Yeah.
Well, of course, you know, corporations keep doing it. And it's Nebraska, the Bible Belt, the holy and low, you know, born-again type people.
And then the company got forgiven because they said they would cooperate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Where's OSHA when you need them, you know?
You know, the Department of...
OSHA used to be all over the factory. They'd come in and check everything, every machine, every safety thing on there, and then they let kids work? That's crazy.
Well,
how can you have any watch, what do you call it, dog watching or whatever they call them, committees anymore when people like Marjorie Taylor Greene wants to eliminate
Let me correct you. Marjorie Toilet Green, that's her name, not Taylor. Marjorie Toilet Green.
Marjorie Toilet Green. She wants to eliminate anything that's good. Anything that helps anybody, she wants to eliminate it all. And she's made it very clear that she wants 50 countries.
I know.
She doesn't want a United States. She wants 50 countries.
I know.
Marjorie Taylor Greene or Boebert? Who's more dumber and who's more dangerous?
Marjorie Taylor Greene is more dangerous than Boebert. Boebert is dumb.
Mm-hmm.
I really think Marjorie Taylor Greene is more dangerous. I really do.
They're both dangerous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are.
A poison pill is a poison pill.
Yeah, true. Mm-hmm. I don't know. They're just both bad news.
It seems like any halfway decent Republican said, "I'm not running again." I don't understand.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
yeah because mm-hmm. they don't want to put up what's in there right now. They know, you know. They know what's
how,
going on.
But you know,
how did they
listen,
even get elected? And why would they get reelected?
Because people are dumb. People are dumb, and the German districts. Because you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene, her district is like
totally gerrymandered and everything, very gerrymandered. Mm-hmm. And the thing about it, though, is like when you compare Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann to these two idiots, Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lauren Boebert, they make Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann look like Rhodes Scholars and intellectuals. That's how scary the shit is.
No, they don't. No, they don't.
It is damn scary.
Gerrymandering has a lot
like
to do with getting them elected.
The Democrats got to get...
You can manipulate numbers and make it come out.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, cheating helps, too.
What is that group? The Lincoln Group? Start advertising, spending a lot of money, and telling how rotten these Republicans are and how stupid they are, and run them on a loop constantly, and educate people because they're, not to reelect these idiots. I don't know. We got to do something. We can't sit back and let them get away with this crap.
One at a time. Yeah, the Lincoln Project been doing a good job in relaying the information to people out there if they decide to listen and run some good ads and everything, I think in 2024, it's going to be a political bloodbath for Republicans because there's no way, no how that people see what they're doing now. And the Democrats call them out on it recently. When I play all those speeches from Raskin and from AOC and a couple other Democratic Congress people, Jim Jeffries, about how incompetent these Republicans are. They have no plan, So,
I know. The trouble is those people watch Fox News and they don't even hear about this stuff. They don't hear about the incompetence
and
hear Raskin talk.
And hopefully Dominion will sue the pants off of them with this $1.6 billion lawsuit and put them out of commission, hopefully, because they're not a news organization. They're entertainment.
Yeah.
They're clowns. They're losers. Tucker Carlson.
Exactly.
I'd love to punch Tucker Carlson in the face. That's how much I hate this clown. He's such a liar,
There's no words to describe him. He has no soul. I really wonder if some of them are aliens or something. I just don't understand how they can look at themselves in the mirror when they get up every day and blatantly lie. And then when they're with their friends or in their offices or wherever they are, they make jokes about what they talk about. It's just,
it's about ratings, and ratings equal money. That's the whole deal.
Exactly.
Equal money, and that's all I care about.
I know.
And the Russians and the Chinese are applauding and helping and doing those bots and internet things and amplifying everything they're saying. And, they're falling right into the trap.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all
screwed. Right. What do you think about Donald Trump being reinstated on Facebook and Twitter? Good thing, bad thing?
Bad thing.
It's not a good thing. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if he has been on Twitter. I don't even have no clue. I don't know.
I looked quick a long time.
Yeah,
so I have
so
no
did
idea,
I.
But that was a rumor going around. That. He's on Twitter.
Yeah,
or he's going
to be reinstated
on Twitter.
Yeah, he was. He was reinstated. And he was reinstated on Facebook. I'm not sure about Facebook, but I know he was reinstated on Twitter. But I don't go on Twitter, so it doesn't really affect me. But he shouldn't be on Twitter. But he's on his, what is this?
Truth Social.
Yeah, whatever that is.
He's got to be on his own because he paid money and his people paid for it.
Invested.
So I guess he's got to be on there.
For sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the whole Republican Party is a joke today. Ike and Lincoln turning over in the graves, even Ronald Reagan and George Bush Sr. So what the Republican Party has turned into. It's very disgusting. And you know, if the Republicans come back into power, give it 10 years and the American democracy dies. That's what I think, personally. But, you know, Democrats stand up for them.
I don't think it'll last 10 years if they're in power.
Yeah.
Either.
But anyway, we'll have to go now. We'll thank everybody for calling in. Bethany.
Thanks,
from
everyone.
Flynn.
Have a good night.
Susie.
Have a good night.
From Michigan. And, yeah. Good night, everyone. Okay,
night.
So this has been Season 4, Episode 17,
night,
showing
Elaine.
Off
good night,
the Fuse ideas.
Go on.
Yeah, so this is Season 4, Episode 17, showing off is a fool's idea of glory, the Republican Party. They're stupid, they're ignorant, just like the supporters, and you should not vote for them in 2024. Why? Because if you vote for these motherfuckers, American democracy will die, simple as that, simple as that. CPAC is garbage, you know?
Yeah.
And we should hold these people responsible because... what they're preaching there is violence against people who are different from them. Like that one guy saying that, you know, LGBTQ people should not exist. Who is he? God who he claims that, you know, he believes in? So CPAC people, fuck you. I hope you all choke and die. But anyway, thank you for listening. KitchenPolitics123. .com is our website. We have articles coming up. We hope everybody look at it, check it out, and support the new website. Comment on facebook.com/kitchenpolitics123, and we're going to have merchandise on sale in the near future, and the comment section on the website, and we'll have a recipe section also on the website and everything. You know, so if you want to contribute a recipe, feel free. We're going to have more recipes on, so you can, like, look and, you know, hopefully look at those recipes and, you know, try mix something and everything from those recipes. Mm-hmm. Okay, so till next Thursday, or this Thursday coming up, we'll have a new show. We'll see you then. Till then, this is David Franklin in New Mexico. Good night, Lori.
Good night, David. This is Lori Picka in Michigan, and everyone take care and be safe. Good night, all. I'm going to go to the next one.
Thank you.